الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على نبينا محمد باجيكو وآله وصحبه أجمعين أما بعد فالسلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. I am saying السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Ko boku shawara bane sosai. Barakallahu fikum. Alhamdulillah, today is the fourth day of Ramadan. Thursday first, Friday second, yesterday Saturday third, today Sunday fourth. So you can see Ramadan is cruising, is going. Allahu Akbar. The beginning matters. In no time it will be come, it will come to an end. May Allah make us among those to benefit from it maximally. So like I've said, the fourth day of Ramadan, 1444 Hijri, in bracket, the 26th day of the month of March 2023. Now before taking the subsequent recitation, this question comes. That Sheikh, I am a lady that I have gone into family planning. In the process, my blood cycle encounters a heat trouble. Does not flow as it should be flowing. What is the ruling all the way out? Now I say to you, sister, before starting resorting to family planning alternative, have you consulted any alim, any sheikh, to tell you Allah's decision first? The author of the book of Al-Akhdari says, وَلَا يَحِلُّ لَهُ أَن يَفْعَلَ فِئِلًا فِئِلًا بِالنَّكِرَةِ حَتَّى يَعْلَمَ حُكْمَ اللَّهِ فِيهِ. It is forbidden for any Muslim, any, women inclusive, to undertake anything until you know Allah's judgment prior to doing it. Now we want to ask you, some of this, before asking scholars on the trouble with your blood, what caused the trouble is because you have resorted to something, family planning. Before going for family planning, did you ask what Allah says about it first? No. Now you're asking scholars. Why didn't you ask them first to know Allah's decision? So I am saying this to draw the attention. Some of our sisters who are God-fearing, may Allah bless you all that. Look, when you want to do something, first consult your Sharia. Not after you have seen trouble, you began to, where are scholars? Where were they? When you didn't ask them. We should fear Allah. That is number one. Number two, now to the answer. Before giving answer, I want to tell you that family planning has three components. The first one is FP. The second one is BC. The third one is CS. I will explain. FP means family planning. That is the question, family planning. The family is to be planned. Can somebody tell me that we as Muslims need anybody to plan for us? The Quran plans everything for us. So we are not in anybody's intervention because we are civilizationally on the high side. Yeah. Unless if your Islam is a ramshackle Islam, pseudo-Islam. With my Quran, I am completely planned. With my Sunnah, I am completely codified, organized. If you are looking for something, in addition, then because you suffer from inferiority complex. We are not complex. We are on the highest of the Quran al-Karim. Now, there is FP, family plan. The second one is BC, birth control. The birth should be controlled. تحديد النسل. النسل يحدد. من أنت حتى تحنثل؟ أنت خلقت النسل؟ So there is the second one, BC. And the first one is birth control, BC. The third one is CS, child spacing. Child what? Spacing. That is التفرقة أو التمييز أو التمييز. إعطاء الفرصة. That the lady is constantly giving birth. So you delay it. That is easy. So you have to look at these composing components that gives birth to what you call family planning. Now family planning, the first one is forbidden. According to the scholarly and scholastic fatwa. Because it is an act of having negative thought about Allah. Allah says in chapter number 6, He says, that is Ayah 151. وَلَا تَقْتُلُوا أَوْلَادَكُمْ مِنْ إِمْلَاقٍ نَحْنُ رُزُقُكُمْ وَإِيَّاهُمْ. That is Al-An'am. Do not kill your kids because of one's poverty. You are into it. Family planning is this. In chapter number 17, Allah says, وَلَا تَقْتُلُوا أَوْلَادَكُمْ خَشْيَةَ إِمْلَاقٍ مِنْ إِمْلَاقٍ خَشْيَةٍ. Both same message. مِنْ إِمْلَاقٍ, because of poverty you are in it. مِنْ بَيَانِيَ خَشْيَةَ, that is in anticipation of poverty. Don't do that. That covers family planning. But concerning birth control is that completely procreational activity should be stopped. Not giving birth. And I want to tell you from the historical antecedent, this was brought about by Robert Maltins. He's a kafir, Robert, an economist, an English professor, a kafir. Through his theory, the so-called Malthusian theory. Come on. He says, the earth germinates food in arithmetic progression. But people keep on producing children in geometric progression. Geometry, arithmetic. Geometrically, just to say 4 times 4. 4 times 4, 8. Come on, 16. But 4 plus 4 is 8. Now, which one do you prefer? To be given 4 million plus 4 million or 4 million times 4 million? Which one do you prefer? Of course. If you go for 4 million plus 4, you are getting half of 4 times 4. Correct? So he is saying that in his hallucination, yeah, in his hallucination, that people are producing geometrically, there is scarcity of food. Did you create me? This is sheer madness. وَمَا مِن دَبَّةٍ فِي الْأَرْضِ إِلَّا عَلَى اللَّهِ رِزْقُهَا. No dabba, any created entity, has a provision well secured with Allah the Almighty. And this guy is talking though he's talking. You as a Muslim, you become follow. Because of sheer ignorance. Because of inferiority complex. Now, it is, you know, a great agenda by the Satanists that people are too many, they should be reduced. How? They know the way. So we cannot be double-crossed. Because we are civilizationally on the high side. We are too wise to be dribbled and to be double-crossed. In Islam, the great scholar, a Sheikh Muhammad Salih ibn Usaymin, rahmatullahi alayhi, gave fatwa on this He said تحديد النسل تنظيم الأسرة إلى آخره أو تأخير الإنجاب تأخير spacing. He looked at it scholastically into five grades. Number one, if somebody goes for family planning because he doesn't want children, that is haram. Because you're not the one giving birth. You're not the one creating. Even though at the same time, we condemn the attitude of bearing children without making proper provision for them. You bear children, you send them to the street begging in the name of Al-Majority. This is an act of ungratefulness to Allah the Almighty. Those scholars say, no, it's not good to say they should stop Al-Majority. Why wouldn't you send your kids to sit on the street? So we are in between. We are not with those saying family plan, another son, they're sending children just like children, poultry, chicken. You have to make provision. We are not going for anybody's understanding. We are Quranically guided, sunnatically engineered. We are not waiting for anybody's idea. With my Quran, I am completely planned. Number one. Number two, he says, if somebody is doing it just to imitate an intruding culture from the so-called West or East, that is also haram. Because Allah says in Quran 3:28, لا تخذ المؤمنون الكافرين أولياء من دون المؤمنين ومن يفعل ذلك فليس من الله في شيء إلا أن تتقوا منه تقاة. ويحذركم الله نفسه والله المصير. Let believers not take the unbelievers as friends. Taking them friends, part of it means you just subject, just you take everything, hook, line and sinker. Hook, line and sinker. Without making a distinctive choice. Similarly, in Quran 5:50-51, Allah says, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا لَا تَتَّخِذُوا الْيَهُودَ وَالنَّصَارَى أَوْلِيَاءَ بَعْضُهُمْ أَوْلِيَاءُ بَعْضٍ وَمَنْ يَتَوَلَّهُمْ مِنْكُمْ فَإِنَّهُ مِنْهُمْ إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَهَدِي الْقَوْمَ الظَّالِمِينَ. So you can see it. So if you do it because you want to imitate them, look at the verses. Number three, if a government makes it mandatory, compulsory to do it, it shouldn't be abide by. You don't follow her. Because لا طاعة لمخلوق في, nobody should be obeyed in a clear contradiction, contravene Allah's law. And number five, if we look at the health of the lady, oh, that can be listened to. They have given fatwa. If a lady is pregnant and medically speaking, gynecologically speaking, so to speak, a competent, certified medical guru, medical practitioner, believed to be fit and fitted, not a quack who practices quackery, and he says, look, this pregnancy is likely to terminate her life. In that case, it is allowed to abort the pregnancy. Am I communicating? Am I? This is the answer. But some ladies just go to the inconclusive conclusion, jumping to the cesspool of ignorance. Now they begin to ask scholars, and I have gone into it, and my blood, look, my sister, why didn't you first ask Sharia consent on the legality or otherwise before doing it? Having said this, listen to my fatwa, my answer. If your blood cycle or system encounters a trouble, consequent upon the alternative of FP, family planning, Now you have to look at it through three ways. Through three ways. Number one, you have to look at the color of the blood. If the color looks like that of the menses, then it is a menstrual cycle. Number two, the odor, smell. If it smells akin to the smelling pattern of the actual menses, you do the same thing. Number three, if it looks characteristically quite different, then you look at it as demofashadin. It's a corrupted blood. It is istihada. In that case, you have no business stopping prayer. Pray, do fasting. But I am repeating, my sisters, I am drawing our attention to the saying of Al-Imam Al-Akhd. I am only repeating. Because what is oft repeated is oft assimilated. He says, وَلَا يَحِلُّ لَهُ أَن يَفْعَلَ فِئِلًا حَتَّى يَعْلَمَ حُكْمَ اللَّهِ فِيهِ. Take it. Get it. Understand it. Comprehend it. We are Muslims. We remain so. We're going to die like that, by the grace of Allah. We want to meet Allah as good Muslims. Allah says, وَلَا تَمُوتُنَّ إِلَّا وَأَنْتُمْ. Don't dare die but as Muslims. That answers this question that came to me. I tweeted in Hausa version, now the English version. Let's take our first recitation.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. سيقولون لله قل أفلا تذكرون.
This is ayah number 84. Can you see in your Quran? In tafsir, you should have your Quran. You look at it. By the time you have your copy, you have reward of holding. The reward of looking. Why don't you have your own? Those with camera, they are already busy doing something. What about you? Get your Quran because you are accumulating a lot of rewards. If you hold the Quran, I have been saying, don't place it between your two legs. You have to honor the Quran. Don't use your saliva in turning the pages. It is not allowed. Don't use your saliva in turning the pages. Because saliva, I know, is not an impurity. But, you know, it is a kind of, the mind wouldn't like it. So, respect the Quran. إِنَّهُ لَقُرْآنٌ كريم. لابد من إكرام الكريم. إذا كان القرآن كريما يجب علينا إكرامه. أليس كذلك؟ If the Quran is honorable, and it is, it should be honored. I gave a lecture titled The 16 Rights of Quran. Right. If I should give you the lecture again, you will hear that part of the Quran, you should respect it. Don't desecrate it. Now, Allah says, قُلْ لِمَنِ الْأَرْضُ وَمَنْ فِيهَا إِن كُنْتُمْ تَعْلَمُونَ. قُلْ, say, قُلْ, tell them, لِمَنِ الْأَرْضُ, for whom does the earth belong? Because لِمَن implies possession. اللَّهُ لِلْمِلْكِ. Who owns the earth? Who owns Kano? Who owns Nigeria? America, Latin America, the Caucasus, the Balkans, who? And on, the Eskimo land. Liman al-Ard, tell me. So, this is my boundary, don't come. This is my state of origin. Okay, what if you die today? So, is the grave your grave of origin? Man is man. He's a troublemaker. We have been placed into many nations and tribes just to know one another. يا أيها الناس إنا خلقناكم من ذكر وأنثى وجعلناكم شعوبا وقبائل. لماذا؟ لتعارفوا. قرآن 49:13. Then he says, إن أكرمكم عند الله أتقاكم إن الله عليم خبير. O ye mankind, we've created you from male and female. We made you into nations, shu'uban, wa qabail and tribes, so that you know one another. That's all. Not to be braggadocious, to be bragging, to be pompous, hydra-headed, arrogant. No. Just one another. Oh, my brother from America, welcome, from Korea. That's all. Don't claim you are not body, created from the dust. No matter how highly educated, how being excellent you are, how honorable. Some people are not honorable. They are horrible. I tell you. So very careful. So the base of you in the eyes of Allah is the base in attitude. That's all. That is Quran. So to whom does the earth belong? وَمَنْ فِيهَا and its content. Allahu Akbar. Because the earth contains all of us. فِيهَا تَحْيَوْنَ وَفِيهَا تَمُوتُونَ وَمِنْهَا تُخْرَجُونَ. You live on its face. Okay? Beneath it, you are contained. You die, you are buried. From it, you are going to be extracted, brought out. In three ways. On its face, under it, brought out of it. La ilaha illallah. So Allah is saying, Liman al-ard, to whom does the earth belong? And its content, in kuntum ta'lamun, if you know. Tell me. But as for the believers, say, oh, wallahi lillah. Allah says, سَيَقُولُونَ لِلَّهِ. They too will say, well, it belongs to Allah. Then all tell them, أَفَلَا تَذَكَّرُونَ. Why can't you receive reminder? Why can't you be reminded? If you really know the earth exclusively, diametrically belongs to Allah, then why wouldn't you receive reminder? That is the meaning of this ayah 84 to 85. Next ayah.
قُلْ مَنْ رَبُّ السَّمَاوَاتِ السَّبْعِ وَرَبُّ الْعَرْشِ الْعَظِيمِ سَيَقُولُونَ لِلَّهِ
يَا سَلَام.
قُلْ أَفَلَا تَتَّقُونَ.
قل من رب السماوات السبع ورب العرش العظيم. سيقولون لله. قل أفلا تتقون. Tell them من رب. الرب. Who is رب? رب. رب means the cherisher, the nourisher, the sustainer, the owner, the creator. الله أكبر. That is رب. Because Rab is taken from Tarbiyah. He evolves you from being nothing to being something. That is Rab now. So Allah says, who is Rab? The Lord of the heaven and earth. The seven heavens. Okay? And Rabbul Arsh Al-Azim. Who is the Lord of the magnificent throne? Al-Arsh, Azim. Look, Allah is Al-Azim. He calls something Azim. Then the Azimness is bigger than you think about it. Correct? If a millionaire tells you, oh, Al-Haji X is a millionaire, you'll say, yeah. Because the owner of millions is talking. But one local man who only have 10,000, he says, one millionaire. He says, you don't know who is millionaire. Come on. Let the one with it talk now. I don't know if you understand me. So Allah is saying, رب العرش العظيم. So Al-Arsh is the biggest Allah's creation. The biggest. You know that? You have Al-Arsh and Al-Kursi. It is reported that Al-Arsh, the similitude, the example of our walls to Arsh, is like taking one kobo into an ocean. La ilaha illallah. It's not even, you don't even cover. Some of you guys don't cover. But I want to tell you, just like taking one grain of maize, Wahir Masara. You take grain and into Lagos Island, into just Lagos Sea, Red Sea. Do you see that very grain? That is if you take the whole world and put into Al-Arsh. La ilaha illallah. Al-Arsh. Al-Kursi is smaller than the Arsh. The whole of our world is smaller than Kursi. Kursi just like just grain into an ocean if you take it into Arsh. So, وَمَا يَعْلَمُ جُنُودَ رَبِّكَ إِلَّا. Nobody knows the armies of Allah but Allah. Allahu Akbar. Subhanak Ya Rab. Subhanak Ma A'azamak Ya Allah. So Allah says, I am only repeating, قُلْ مَنْ رَبُّ السَّمَاوَاتِ السَّبْعُ وَرَبُّ الْأَرْشُ الْعَظِيمُ. سَيَقُولِ اللَّهِ. They will say, it is to Allah. قُلْ, tell them, أَفَلَا تَتَّقُونَ. Why can't you be God conscious? Why can't you earn Allah's consciousness or Allah consciousness? That is at-taqwa. At-taqwa means to be conscious of Allah. In darkness, He sees you. Don't engage in an act of irresponsibility because people don't see you. If they don't, Allah sees you. Doesn't He? He does. So why can't you fear Allah? Next ayah.
قُلْ مَنْ بِيَدِهِ مَلَكُوتُ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ وَهُوَ يُجِيرُ وَلَا يُجَارُ عَلَيْهِ إِن كُنْتُمْ تَعْلَمُونَ.
Another question. قُلْ, tell them, مَنْ بِيَدِهِ مَلَكُوتُ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ. Tell me, in whose hand is the dominion of everything? Malakut means dominion. Dominion. The power. Who owns everything? Who?
Allah.
The trees you have in this hospital, the vegetative cover, who owns it? Allahu Akbar. Your chicken in your house, who owns it? Your egg, your car, your health, your clothes, who owns it? Now Allah is talking. We'll tell to them, ask them, مَنْ بِيَدِهِ مَلَكُوتُ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ. In whose hand is the possession, is the dominion, if you like it, of everything? وَهُوَ يُجِيرُ. It is Allah that gives protection. Because يُجِيرُ, He puts you in a sanctuary. Nobody can touch you. It is Allah that gives asylum, another word for it. Asylum. You know asylum? أُنَاسٌ أَلَّاجِئُونَ فِي جِوَارِ مَلِكٍ مَنْ كَانَ فِي جِوَارِ مَلِكٍ قَوِيٍ لَا يَسْتَطِي أَحَدٌ أَنْ يَطْغَى عَلَيْهِ. جِوَار. So, وَهُوَ يُجِيرُ. Ajara yujir. It is Allah that gives you ijara. He says, I protect you. وَلَا يُجَارُ عَلَيْهِ. Against whom nobody can give anybody protection. You get it? That is Allah. Tell them, وَهُوَ يُجِيرُ وَلَا يُجَارُ عَلَيْهِ. إِن كُنْتُمْ تَعْلَمُونَ. If only you knew. Or if you like it, you know. Who has that power? سَيَقُولُونَ لِلَّهِ. Still they will say, It is Allah. Exclusion. Allah says, "Qul fa anna tusharu." Why are you so deluded? Deluded. Why? Because delusion and illusion is to look at something contrary to its reality. Sihr. So why are you so deluded after all this factual fact? It is only Quran that can tell you confidently that Allah is talking. So the Ummah of Quran, we accept. We thank Allah for that. If you don't appreciate this thing, then you don't even deserve to even live. Subsequent ayah.
بَلْ أَتَيْنَاهُمْ بِالْحَقِّ وَإِنَّهُمْ لَكَاذِبُونَ
بَلْ أَتَيْنَاهُمْ بِالْحَقِّ وَإِنَّهُمْ لَكَاذِبُونَ This is verse number 90 in this chapter number 23, Surah Al-Mu'minun. بَلْ نَي بَلْ نَي retardation. أَتَيْنَاهُمْ بِالْحَقِّ وَإِنْهُمْ لَكَاذِبُونَ We brought to them the truth. They are only lying. Yeah, next ayah.
مَا اتَّخَذَ اللَّهُ مِنْ وَلَدٍ وَمَا كَانَ مَعْهُ مِنْ إِلَهٍ إِذَا لَذَهَبَ كُلُّ إِلَهٍ بِمَا خَلَقَ وَلَعَلَى بَعْضُهُمْ عَلَى
نعم
سبحان الله عما يصفون
ما اتخذ الله من ولد Look at this ما اتخذ الله من ولد Number one وما كان معه من إله إذا لذهب كل إله بما خلق ولعلى بعضهم على بعض سبحان الله عما يصفون الله أكبر ما اتخذ الله من ولد Allah does not take unto himself a child because ولد does not mean exclusively the male child no if it is male you say غلام But walad includes male and female. Because it is from wilada. Correct? So Allah says in Quran 4:11, Yusikum Allah fi awladikum. Meaning male and female. So Allah does not take unto himself min waladin a child. This debunks the claims of Christians. That refers to Jesus as the only begotten son, as in John 3:16, is a lie. It's just out of ignorance. In John 3:16, the Quran says, "Lam yalid wa lam yulad." Neither has Allah what? Begotten. No, it's begotten. He didn't give birth to any child. No, it's begotten. ما اتخذ الله من ولد أن يكون له ولد ولم تكن له صاحبة. In Surah Al-An'am, ayah 101. How can Allah have a son? He doesn't have a wife. Imagine. Now you say, Jesus, son of God. How? I shall get time and even to prove to you from biblical quotations that is just an illusion. It's a liar against Jesus. He never said it. Some people change his teachings. Here is Islam. The earlier you know, the better for you. Otherwise, you'll end up regretting on the day of judgment. Yeah. May Allah guide us aright. So Allah says, مَتَّخَذَ اللَّهُ مِنْ وَلَدٍ Allah didn't take min تُفِيدُ التَّقْلِيلِ أو تُفِيدُ النَّكَارَ أو تُفِيدُ الْبَيَانِ Waladin is an indefinite article, is a negativity, not min al-walad. Okay? Not a child. وَمَا كَانَ مَعَهُ مِنْ إِلَهِ. There is no any deity coexisting with Allah. لَوْ كَانَ فِيهِمَا آلِهَةٌ إِلَّا اللَّهُ لَفَسَدَتَ. الله أكبر. Chapter 21. If there are other gods coexisting with Allah, لَفَسَدَتَ, the heaven and earth will have been in a total disarray, an utter destruction. هو الواحد الأحد جل جلاله لا شريك له لا ند له سبحانه وتعالى أما يشركون. So Allah says, إذا لذهب كل إله بما خلق. In that case, each and every god will have taken unto himself what he created. You get it? If, for example, these walls, there are many gods. The god of the east, hey, the god of the west, this is my own area, my territory, don't come. I want rainfall. The other one says, no, I want winter. The other one says, I want spring. There is going to be confusion. Correct? That is what the mushrikun want us to be. Allahu Akbar. إذا لذهب كل إله بما خلق ولا على بعضهم على بعض. Then one part of God will have claim ascendancy on another one and say, hey, I'm the bigger God, you're the smaller God. ولا على بعض. Today in the world there are presidents. You know, one president is higher. Correct? There are scholars, some are more scholarly. But when it comes to Godhead, it's only one Allah. Look at the beauty. وَلَا عَلَىٰ بَعْضُهُمْ عَلَىٰ بَعْضٍ. Then he says, سُبْحَانَ اللَّهِ. Glory be to Allah. عَمَّا يَصِفُونَ. Far away from their descriptions and their characterizations. Next ayah.
عالم الغيب والشهادة فتعالى عما يشركون.
عالم الغيب والشهادة فتعالى عما يشركون. عالم الغيب. Why did he say عالم بالكسرة؟ لأنه عطف بيان تابع لمضاف إليه مجرور في قوله سبحان الله أي سبحان عالم الغيب. Is it clear to you? So Allah is عالم الغيب, the knower of the unseen. What is that? عالم الغيب. Allah is the knower of the unseen. Al-ghayb means thing unseen. That is al-ghayb. Unseen is of two categories. There is al-ghayb al-nisbi and al-ghayb al-mutlaq. Al-ghayb al-nisbi, we call it relative ghayb. What is in your pocket to me is unknown to me. In relation to me, I don't know. That is relative ghaib. What you ate during your iftar, breaking your fast, I don't know. Until you tell me, correct? To me, that's relative ghaib. Let me ask you. How many naira do I have in my pocket? Tell me. You don't know until I tell you. How much in your pocket? I don't know. So to me is ghayb, to you is, that is relative ghayb. Bin nisbati ilay ghayb, ilayk kaman. There is al-ghayb al-mutlaq, that is the predominant ghaib. Everything. So Allah is alim al-ghaibi, is the knower of the unseen, wa shahada, and the plain and the open. What is hidden is known by Allah. What is open as well is known by Allah. Fata'ala. Allah is far elevated. Allahu Akbar. Amma yushrikun. From the practice of polytheism. Polytheism, not monotheism. You know, there is polytheism, there is pantheism. A'udhu billah. Pantheism, everything is God. Fata'ala. Next ayah.
قُلْ رَبِّ إِمَّا تُرِيَنِّي مَا يُوعَدُونَ رَبِّ فَلَا تَجْعَلْنِي فِي الْقَوْمِ الظَّالِمِينَ
قُلْ رَبِّ إِمَّا تُرِيَنِّي مَا يُوعَدُونَ رَبِّ فَلَا تَجْعَلْنِي فِي الْقَوْمِ الظَّالِمِينَ Correct? Allah says, قُلْ say, رَبِّ my Lord, إِمَّا تُرِيَنِّي مَا يُعَدُونَ If it were to be that you are going to show them in this world what they were warned about. That is, if Allah, you intend to show the unbelievers the consequences of negative acts here in this world by sending chastisement against them, I ask you, رَبِّ فَلَا تَجْعَلْنِي فِي الْقَوْمِ الظَّالِمِ Oh Allah, don't join me in the company of the transgressive people. Imagine. Then Allah says, وَإِنَّا أَهِنْ تَفَضَّلْ
وَإِنَّا عَلَىٰ أَن نُرِيَكَ مَا نَعِدُهُمْ لَقَادِرُونَ
وَإِنَّا عَلَىٰ أَن نُرِيَكَ مَا نَعِدُهُمْ لَقَادِرُونَ As for us, to show you what we promised them in terms of destruction, لَقَادِرٌ We are omnipotent, more than capable to do that. Now, if Allah says, إِنَّا we, is Allah not one? Why is he we? You see, there is plural of number. There is plural of honor. Allah, Allahu Akbar, the majestic, honors himself by saying we. But numerically, if I say we have counted, that is numerical, by the number. But if you want to prove majestic, say we. In Asa, you hear our king saying, But the guy is only one. Why is he mu? In his own majestic power, we. So when Allah says we, there is only plural of honor. Okay? Magnifying plural. We are able to show you the promise of chastisement against them. We are qadirun, omnipotent, powerful, able to do that. Next ayah.
Idfa billati hiya ahsanu sayyi'ah. Nahnu a'lamu bima yasifun.
Idfa billati sayyi'ah. Okay? Idfa billati hiya ahsanu sayyi'ah. Put in place of what is bad a good one. That's simple meaning. If somebody does bad thing to you, it is better give him something good. Don't say, I'm going to employ tit for tat is a good game. Try, control your temper. Don't be sentimentalized. Somebody gives you what is bad, give what is good. Though very difficult until you have the will. وَمَا يُلَقَّاهَا إِلَّا الَّذِينَ صَبَرُوا وَمَا يُلَقَّاهَا إِلَّا ذُو حَظٍّ Adi. Nobody can have these except those who persevere. Oh Allah, make us among such people. Next ayah.
وَقُلْ رَبِّ أَعُوذُ بِكَ مِنْ هَمَزَاتِ الشَّيَاطِينِ.
Again.
وَأَعُوذُ بِكَ رَبِّ أَنْ يَحْضُرُونِ.
وَقُلْ رَبِّ أَعُوذُ بِكَ مِنْ هَمَزَاتِ الشَّيَاطِينِ. You should say, O Allah, I seek your refuge, I seek your protection, مِنْ هَمَزَاتِ الشَّيَاطِينِ. Okay. From the negative whispers, the whisperings of Satan, hamazat, of the devils. Naam. Wa a'udhu bika rabbi an yahdhurun, O Allah, I seek your protection, lest they overcome me. Yahdhurun, they come to you. You see, you are during sleep, you have very, very frightening, visions. Very traumatizing things. Can be satanic. You see yourself being butchered. People are pushing you, are crying. Some people in sleep and they're crying. You don't know. Satan attacks them. Maybe they play, they fell asleep after watching bad films. No azkar, no prayer. Satan comes and attacks them. They may suffer from demonic possession. The Quran cleanses you. Oh yeah. That is why on every day if you read Baqarah, you're protected. Baqarah. The Prophet says, اقرأوا سورة البقرة فإن أخذها بركة وتركها حسرة ولا يستطيعها البطلة. Sahih Muslim. He says, read Baqarah, read it. فَإِنَّ أَخْذَهَا reading Baqarah is barakah, blessing, source of blessing. وَتَرْكَهَا حَسَرَ living Baqarah is a source of being in anguish, in a difficulty, in kind of hopeless situation. وَلَا يَسْتَطِيعُهَا الْبَطَلَ الْبَطَلَ السَّهَرَ the sorcerers. The practitioners of black magic can never ever handle Baqarah. But today, we fill our homes with negative films, negative movies, horror things, waste our time watching WrestleMania. You see people like huge people. Like what? Tell me. Huge people, almost naked, like one big blown animal in the bush. No mercy. Beating people, even using chair. And they are naked. You're watching at them. You are keen looking at them. They can tamper with the working system of the psychological composition of your children. Because they say we are what we see, we are what we hear, we are what we eat. They look it on daily basis, slowly but surely. It is acting on their psychological makeup if care is not taken. And the Quran 666, Allah says, قو أنفسكم أهليكم نارا وقودها الناس والهجارة. Be very careful. The films given by Disney's, Tom and Jerry, I hate it. Why can't you go for those films with Islamic bias, teaching kids, calling to prayer? Satan is fighting you. Fight back. Don't allow him to barricade you from Allah. But the merchants working on behalf of Satan will tell you, no, because we are civilized. You are not. Oh Allah, that is all right. So Allah says, I think we have come to the end of it. Allah says what? Oh Allah, a'udhu bika min hamazat al-hamal, I told you. the negative whispers of the devils. وَأُوذُ بِكَ رَبِّ أَنْ يَحْضُرُ. I seek your refuge lest they overcome me, they come upon me. During your eating processes, eat with right hand. You are sending Satan packing. You meet your wife, call Allah's name. You enter your vehicle, call Allah's name. Be always prayerful. Believe you. If you want to be immunized, don't forget prayers. وَقَالَ رَبُّكُمْ ادْعُونِي أَسْتَجِبْ لَكُمْ. In Quran chapter 40, verse number 60. That marks the end of today's session. May Allah bless all of us. سُبْحَانَ رَبِّكَ رَبِّ الْعِزَّةِ عَمَّا يَصِفُونَ وَسَلَامٌ عَلَى الْمُرْسَلِينَ وَالْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ.